Welcome, talented viewers, to this edition of Healthy Living, as we present the second and final episode in our series, Australia's Mission X, Finding Health and Happiness, featuring Ralph Benn, the Raw Vegan founder and Chief Executive Officer of Mission X and the Australian Institute of Health and Nutrition.
Mission X is obviously a big project I've been working on for the last 4 or 5 years. It is a place where we educate people in regards to health questions, fitness, so we obviously have the physical aspect, meaning we teach sport, martial arts, boot camps, personal training. I have an office in the city where I do coaching and counseling for certain problems like relationship coaching or eating disorders. Weight loss is a big issue for many people because 60% of the Australian population are overweight or obese, and the numbers are rising. Diabetes is obviously the biggest one right now. So I help to educate people and obviously guide them out of the misery towards the life, back to a normal life and health and happiness.
Mr. Benn is also a raw vegan nutrition expert, an athlete, an entrepreneur, and the best-selling author of Unlocking Your Health and Happiness. He is known as one of Australia's leading authorities on healthy living, disease prevention, and the raw vegan diet.
If you live on a raw vegan diet or even on a vegan diet, your energy level is so much higher than the average person because obviously you not need so much energy to digest your food because it just works the way nature has designed us.
But what led Mr. Benn to pursue the path of informing and advising others about health, holistic living, and disease prevention?
I always have been an athlete. I started martial arts when I was age 7. So that was my first exposure to obviously learning martial arts, the mental and physical side of martial arts. And then later on I got my hands on some amazing books and attended seminars, and I was so keen to learn more and more about the whole subject, a vegan lifestyle, a raw vegan lifestyle, and a holistic lifestyle, obviously living as close to nature as possible, you know. So it made so much sense to me. So I was fired up, and since then I'm obviously practicing myself. I teach it, I live the dream and lead by example, yeah.
Can you tell us why is being a vegan so good for the body, the mind and the soul, and does it give you all the energy that you need in your very energetic lifestyle?
My whole Mission X journey is a high energy project to show people how happy and how energetic you can actually be on a vegan lifestyle, especially on a raw vegan diet or lifestyle. And yeah, to answer your question, which is a great question, when you are vegan or raw vegan, you live so close to nature because you only obviously eat things are made for our bodies from nature. We've been eating millions of years that way, and just recently we changed that dramatically. So the soul and the mind obviously gets clear. You know, you get in clarity. You become razor sharp because you only eat food which are in the same vibration with our body, our cells. So we feed our cells living food enzymes, and it obviously comes back. So that's why you have a lot of energy and you're naturally happy, because happiness comes from within. You know, success is not the key to happiness. Happiness is the key to success.
We ask Ralph Benn to discuss his book, Unlocking Your Health and Happiness.
So the book is actually written in an easy to understand way, because I want to bring our message out mainstream to make health and fitness and a vegan lifestyle cool again. To show how easy it is to live close to nature and apply self-care and self-education on a daily basis. The book is structured in three parts. The first part is showing and uncovering the misery, such as cancer, heart disease, diabetes. We all know a bit about it because we see people dying around us or getting sick on a daily basis. And we have obviously the statistics and information in the media. The second part is showing the reason for the misery, uncovering the reasons for the misery. And that's a part that people have no clue about anymore. Why that all happens to us? Why cancer is now the number one killer, heart disease number two, and those two diseases actually alone covering about 80-90% of the deaths occurring these days. And the third part obviously is showing the solution for the misery and giving you hands-on advice, recipes, workouts, and a lot of things so you can actually start right now and change your life.
Are there any particular examples of how people have changed their lives or changed their health that you can share with us?
My clients, they inspire me pretty much every day because when I see the changes they make in their lifestyles, when I see their bodies changing, they're losing weight, they're toning up, and not only the look, it's about the things happening inside. Obviously, they're more stress resistant. We do boxing and martial arts, which obviously is my background. So I apply that in all my sessions and all my sport activities. We do a bit of boxing and kickboxing and even, you know, partner drills. And people love it because it helps them to deal with stress. It's not only what we eat, but even what's eating us. And that's very important as well to understand. That's why the mind kicks in all the time. And it's a holistic approach. That's why my book is a holistic book. It addresses all the parts like non-toxic relationships, fresh air, sunshine, fitness, nutrition, good sleep, and so on.
Can you just give us a better understanding about protein in the diet? And where do you get protein from your raw vegan diet?
Oh, that's a great question. And that's obviously the first question I always get myself when people find out that I'm actually a raw vegan. If I say, wow, you look so good, so healthy, and you have so much energy, and you do so much stuff, so many cool things, and where do you get your protein from? You know, how do you do it? And even sometimes vegetarians and vegans ask me that question, which obviously shows us that there is a lot of still misunderstandings. Probably the biggest topic where the misunderstanding is just so huge about our protein intake and where it's coming from. Look, we actually we don't need much protein. When someone asks me a question, I sometimes ask back, do you know how much protein do you need, or how much do you know how much you actually get right now? So obviously it is a marketing induced misconception. So they think now they have to eat a lot of meat and dairy and to actually get the protein. But answering your question, there is so much protein in our green foods, and I love the greens. Just to give you an example, spinach, for example, has 30% protein, and cheese has 26% protein. But the cheese comes with 72% fat at the same time, while our greens, delicious spinach for instance, comes with almost zero fat. 30% protein with zero fat, and on the other side we have almost the same amount of protein but a lot of fat. That's why people gain a lot of weight in a short time and don't know why, because they have no explanation for it. So I show another few examples just to make my point clear. Asparagus, for instance, 27% protein. Coarse lettuce, bok choy, all the greens have a lot of protein, ranging from 10 to 30%, which is massive. And the good thing is the body can assimilate it so much easier than any other protein coming from an animal-based protein. Okay, even fruit, I'll just quickly show you. Tomato is a fruit as well, most people don't know that, has 12% protein. Mandarins, 7%. Mandarins and orange, 7%. So there's obviously a lot of protein in everything we eat coming directly from nature.
Is the vegan diet the new cool diet, the trend of today's society?
It definitely is a new cool trend, and more people are moving towards that direction because they notice that it is the best lifestyle. It's not clogging up your arteries, what happens when you eat so much meat and dairy products. Topics like cancer, heart disease, diabetes are not even coming up if you live on a healthy vegan diet, on a low-fat vegan diet especially. And so definitely it will give you so much more energy and a long and happy life, that's for sure.
Ralph Benn is a lover of animals, and this is yet another reason he chooses the winning plant-based diet.
We have no right to kill or slaughter them, so it is a very good move to go towards vegetarian or vegan lifestyle, because you save the animals, you save the planet, and you save your own life, because that's what makes you vital and happy.
Our warmest regards to you, Ralph Benn, and all the other members of Mission X, for your love and dedication in spreading a message of peace, love, health, and happiness.
Make a difference in your own life using less toxins, less packaged stuff, eat more whole foods, maybe switch to a raw vegan lifestyle, and obviously do the right things to yourself, to the planet, to the animals. And everything will be fine, and you will gain a level of happiness and self-confidence and self-awareness you never had before.
For more information on Mission X, please visit www.missionx.com.au. Ralph Benn's book, Unlocking Your Health and Happiness, is available at the same website.
Mission X TV can be viewed at www.youtube.com/user/MissionXTVI.
Joyful viewers, thank you for joining us today on Healthy Living. May the day soon come when harmony abounds in all corners of the world.
For more details, please see www.suprememastertv.com/HL.